This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Ethiopia, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres repeated on Wednesday his call for the immediate release of United Nations staff members detained there. In a statement issued by his spokesperson, the UN chief said that the staff members were being held without charge and that no specific information had been provided about why they were arrested. UN staff carry out critical and impartial work in Ethiopia, Mr. Guterres added, before expressing concern over reports of arbitrary arrests and detentions. These only serve to widen divisions and resentment between groups, he warned, as he reiterated his call for a ceasefire and for all parties to prioritise the welfare of civilians. To Bosnia and Herzegovina now, where a survey by the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, has shown that nearly one in two young adults are thinking of leaving the country. A lack of opportunities and political instability was cited by 47% of 18 to 29-year-olds as among the main reasons for wanting to emigrate from the Balkan state. 24% said they wanted to leave permanently. Many also said that they wanted to live in a less corrupt society, according to the UN Fund, which called for increased public participation in policymaking to promote trust in the government. Since 2011, 200,000 people have left the country, said UNFPA, adding that this would continue unless there is a drastic change in tackling persistent challenges since the Bosnian War ended in the mid-1990s. These problems include high unemployment, weak social protection, poor data and ageing population, low fertility rates and significant gender inequality. COVID-19 cases increased last week with 3.3 million new infections reported globally, according to the World Health Organization, WHO. In its weekly epidemiological update, the UN Health Agency noted that this marked a 6% increase in infections since the previous week, with the highest number of new cases in the United States. Regionally, the Americas, the European and the Western Pacific regions all reported increases in new weekly cases compared to the previous 7 days. In contrast, all other regions reported stable or declining trends. In Europe, there were more than 2.1 million new cases and at least 28,000 deaths in the last week, which is a 5% rise, making it the only region not to report a stable or declining number of coronavirus fatalities. More than a third of European countries saw COVID deaths rise by more than 10% in the last week, while the greatest change was in Norway, which registered a 67% increase, followed by Slovakia and Croatia. Latest data from the WHO indicates that there have been more than 250 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and at least 5 million deaths. Daniel Johnson, UN News.